You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
You, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. But, you see, everyone else is in darkness and lives in darkness. The Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world. All who follow after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Verse 5, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but, there's a third but, let us not sleep as others do, but, let us watch and be sober. Notice, please, the opposite of sleep. What is it? No, don't kid yourself. It's not being awake. What's the opposite of sleep? Watch is the opposite. Not awake. Watch. Don't tell me the Holy Spirit didn't write this book. Remember the scene in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said that, and my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther, fell on his face and prayed, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Then he says this, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The opposite of sleep is watch, my friends. Watch. So Paul instructs us here in the imperative, let us not sleep, but let us watch. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and did not know until. Notice, now they know it. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. It's all throughout the New Testament. Watch. Maybe in the next 2 weeks, between now and the next time I'm preaching again, I'll get a better grasp on why. I haven't figured that out yet. I mean, we're all Christians, right? So what's the big deal if you're busy that day? why the urgent commands for believers in Jesus Christ to always be watching. Why the urgency? Well, the urgency is stressed to the uttermost so that you would not miss this event. If the thief comes in the middle of the night and steals valuables, and if he doesn't steal you, then you've been left behind. Right? The thief comes in the middle of the night and he steals valuables. What happens if he doesn't steal you? Heaven help you if you're sitting in this church who's heard me preach for the last 3 years. When the Lord comes as a thief in the night to steal his valuables, and if he doesn't steal you, you've been left behind. And the door is shut. Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish, this is Matthew 25, verse 3. Those that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slept. At midnight, the cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. The wise answered and said, get your own, friend. No, lest there not be enough for us and you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Now while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Now the Lord says this in verse 11. Afterwards, the other virgins came, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Now guess what Jesus says next. Watch, therefore. For you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. So let me see if I get this right. The Lord Jesus doesn't know. The angels don't know. But Hal Lindsey knows. Right? You can walk with that if you want. Right? I'd regurgitate that up in a heartbeat. That needs some regurgitating. That's blasphemy to believe that. Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back, but you know. Let me move on. One more. Hebrews 9:28. My favorite Christmas passage. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he'll appear a second time, without sin, unto salvation, unto those that look for him. Speaks for itself, needs not my commentary. Back to verse 7, sleeping and watching. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But, there's the third but. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, breastplate, that piece of Roman armor that's protected your heart and your vital organs. Faith and love. Not a 30-odd six. Faith and love. Put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation. You know so. You know, you trust, you believe God at his word. Your hope of salvation. Helmet guards your head. Let us be sober. That is, let us keep our wits about us. Let's stay sober. Let's keep our faculties. Let's keep our ability to think and think clearly. Let me put this nicely. Having spent a fair amount of days in my life not thinking clearly, I've made the decision years ago to never ever be in a place in my life again where I'm not thinking clearly or where I have sedated my mind with anything. I did that for years. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not even going to sedate my mind with nicotine or alcohol or anything except for a Tylenol once in a while. Verse 9. For God did not appoint us to wrath. Key verse. God did not appoint us to wrath. Not his wrath. But don't confuse the wrath of God and the wrath of Satan. Christians for 2,000 years have suffered the wrath of Satan and his diabolical attempt to exterminate every Christian from planet Earth, right? We're always facing the wrath of Satan. Ever since the birth of the church, you've heard me say this many times. Nero feeding Christians to the lions. He took Christians and dipped them in oil and set them on fire and put them in the little stands around the arena. And that's what he did for lighting. He set Christians on fire. Now that's the wrath of Satan, not the wrath of God. It says here, God did not appoint us to wrath. There's a big difference between the wrath of Satan and the wrath of God. Listen to this important statement Abraham made to God on the eve of the destruction of Sodom. This is Genesis 18, verse 22. Abraham stood before the Lord. Abraham came near and said, now he's speaking to God here. I'm in Genesis 18, 22 for those following along. Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there was 50 righteous people in the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Then old Abe said this, far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be regarded as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Here's one more example. Exodus 8:22. God said, in that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies will be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land, and I will make a difference, or I will make a distinction between my people and your people. You can find that promise three times in Exodus. It's a promise of deliverance while the wrath of God was coming down on the Egyptians. God does not treat the righteous and the wicked the same. Now, this is a great proof text for the pre-tribulation rapture, right? For God has said he's not going to treat you the same way he's going to treat unbelievers, which either means one of two things. Either the believers aren't going to be here because the church is going to be taken out of this world before this happens, or the Christians will be protected through it as the Egyptians, as the Jews were in Egypt. Again, verse 9. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but... All right, here's another, it's the fourth but. And here comes your destiny. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web You'll find us on Facebook at WGO.